Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Spencer.
Oh, this is a bit of a follow-up. We had an episode recently, I'm not sure if you were even on it, Ben, but someone was, I think it was, one of me and one of the staff, but we were worried about, someone wrote in and they were concerned about the possibility of Proctor U having access, because Proctor U, you know, like has access to your machine. And this correspondent does, it was somebody who did tax returns for people. And the person was like, wait a second, am I exposing all these people's tax returns to Proctor U?
Okay.
Interesting. And we didn't know anything about it, so we made a plea to the listeners, and that's what this is it's a response. And it has a source and everything from Proctor U.
Okay.
So this is Dante, or Dante had asked the original question. This is Spencer, who's writing in with a source from Proctor U.
Okay.
This is from support.proctoru.com. But the answer is, no, our proctors cannot access your computer files without your knowledge. Everything they do will be shown on your screen, and they cannot perform hidden actions. This access is only granted with your explicit permission and after you've clicked a button to confirm. Proctors have the ability to view the screen and utilize the mouse and keyboard as if they were sitting next to you. So I guess they could click and start opening your tax returns, but you would see them do it.
Okay.
Once the exam starts, your proctor will monitor everything on the computer screen, but can no longer utilize the your mouse and keyboard. So okay. Obnoxious use of utilize, because you could always just say use, but also extra word there in the Proctor U documentation.
Yep.
During the entire process, a chat box is running on your computer and you can see what permissions the proctor currently has at any time. The entire chat session log is saved, including a permanent record of what actions the proctor took while accessing your computer. And then there's a link here, again, from support.proctoru.com. And okay. That is LSAT Demon student Spencer writing in. So thank you very much, Spencer, for sharing that intelligence. Sounds pretty good to me. I guess, what do you think, Ben?
Well, I believe them. I don't think that they're interested in compromising anyone's data because that would just undercut their entire business model. I think they're more concerned about the fallout of such activities than whatever. So I imagine the company is doing what they can. And this is why they track the behavior, so that if any of their proctors are out of line, they can fire them.
Right.
At the same time, as a skeptic, right, I'd be like, well, you're providing me this information. You're just saying, hey, we can't do any hidden tasks. It's like, oh, okay. If it's a hidden task, then by definition, I don't really know if you're doing it or not.
Super double secret hidden task they might be able to do, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I believe them, but at the same time, these are just assertions we kind of have to accept, right? Also, the chat box is running and telling you what they're doing. How do I know you're telling me everything you're doing?
Right.
That said, I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think it's a problem either, but I don't think that there's any way that we could ever possibly know. Right? We find out things every day. Like, shit gets hacked every day that was like, oh, that seemed like it should have been impenetrable. But guess what? Sorry, we forgot that there was this, you know, Apple used to be like the paragon of security, and that's the reason why you would have Apple products. But then recently, Apple shit's been getting hacked. So, I don't know. Who knows? I think, you know, it's like probably just try your best not to have secret shit. You know, one answer, because what this guy wanted to know, Dante wanted to know, is should I use a different computer?
Yeah.
And that'd be nice. Or maybe like, can you encrypt those files somehow on your machine before you even move them off your machine to a USB drive or something? I don't know. I'm not an expert in any of this stuff at all, but take what measures you can to protect your own shit, because they're going to... I mean, I think Proctor U genuinely does not want their proctors running amok on your files.
Nope.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But whether they can even stop that themselves?
It'd be like, such an odd game to play, right? You're like, oh, how do we know if anyone has any files that are of any value?
But what if somebody hacked ProctorU to begin with? Well, I mean, that's true too.
Yeah.
That, right. So like, how do we know that there's not a Trojan horse inside ProctorU that then is just like downloading all of everybody's data all the time without ProctorU's knowledge?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I do not think that that's probably true. And I think that they're probably taking every measure that they can to avoid that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen much, much bigger, more powerful companies get hacked than ProctorU. And so it seems pretty clear that we have no way of really ever possibly knowing.
On that note.
I think you're fine. It'll be fine.
Thanks for writing in, Spencer. Anything else for him?
Nope.
Okay. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.